House Democrats worried reconciliation infrastructure package will destroy 2022 midterms. By Wendell Hasebo on July 13, 2021. House Democrats are increasingly worried their Trojan horse reconciliation infrastructure package will destroy their 2022 midterms hopes, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, supports radical measures designed by self-designated socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. The reconciliation piece is much more complicated than people think, Representative Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, told The Hill. That process will likely take longer to get to an agreement. There's no reason why heading into August recess we can't all go home with a great bipartisan victory for the nation's infrastructure, he added. It's very frustrating to a lot of our members. If they're coming at you from one side and you're always having to watch your back on the other side, I think it's a huge distraction and it undermines our ability to protect our majority, Gottheimer explained. Pelosi's house is not the only place Democrats are infighting. Breitbart News reported Monday Senate Democrats are also infighting this week over Sanders' reported desire to levy $2.4 trillion in taxes within the Trojan horse package. They're all trying to figure out what the bottom line is, a source told the establishment media. Schumer had $2.4 trillion in tax revenues, plus $600 billion from the Medicare drug price negotiation. He's trying to figure out, what can I get my caucus to support? What's the revenue number? It's not clear to me he can get $3 trillion. While Sanders' Senate Budget Committee is planning a $6 trillion proposal covering Biden's agenda as well as an expansion of Medicare, global warming initiatives, and suburb displacement with low-income housing, along with other radical items, Sanders said Monday the package is coming together. I think there's a very good chance we get to a resolution tomorrow, Tuesday night, Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, told Punchbowl News. Still, the path forward in the Senate is easier than the dynamics in the House, where, with 10 House Democrat members, you can stop anything. Despite the concerns from more moderate Democrats about the upcoming 2022 midterms, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, released a statement Monday that lends itself to helping the far left to force a greener infrastructure bill through Congress because spending money on traditional infrastructure, such as roads, bridges, and ports, is an old view of infrastructure.